everyone, and welcome to my show, You're in the Thoughts, here at bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Michael Goger, for the next hour, doing nonstop free psychic readings. And if you'd like to get a reading, you can get your pencil out, write the number down. It's 1-877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. and Canada, and international direct is 530-876-3222. I'm here three nights a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. I am available in private at goingwithin_2@yahoo.com if you'd like to get a hold of me. And I believe we got a caller online. I'll go right to the call if we have one. No, I guess not. Okay. If you're enjoying the show and you're a regular listener, we appreciate your comments. We got a caller?
Yeah.
Hi, caller.
Can you hear me?
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Leah. How are you?
Leah?
Yes.
Good. Where are you calling from, Leah?
I'm calling from Wisconsin. Originally from New Jersey.
Good. Okay. I think Wisconsin is the first for me, too, on the show. Okay. You a regular listener?
No. Actually, I saw you in Yahoo, and then I saw you today in Pal Talk.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm looking forward to seeing you more often there. I know you. I was involved in that forum that you had in that room and introducing
good.
Yourself to the program.
Good. I get around.
Yeah.
Yahoo, Pal Talk, Yahoo. If anybody is listening and they're in the Yahoo, it would pay to download the Pal Talk program because I will be doing shows there. The rooms are bigger. I need bigger rooms.
Yeah, Pal Talk's actually great. I really love it.
Yes, it is. I guess 50 seats in Yahoo and Pal Talk office 200, so, and we need it.
Wow.
Because I'm filling the rooms up. Okay, Leah. Right off the bat, I'm getting a metaphysical connection with you, almost like it's above and beyond the normal, what I would feel with someone. It's almost like you're involved in metaphysics, so you're dabbling, and you got a great interest in it. I am getting some... I'm hearing hope and faith going to you, too. Usually... when I hear this, it's almost like things have been a little on the rough side, and you're on the verge of pulling out of that. I'm not sure if I'm connecting with anything for you, but I do feel if things have been a little on the rough side, they're going to begin to run smoother for you and get a lot better.
Yeah, I don't know should I wait till I ask questions at the end, or can I intervene?
I'll probably answer your question anyway, and at the end, if you need something more, I'm here for you. But just know that things are going to be running smoother and better for you and getting better, okay? Now, I'm going to, with health issues, too, I feel like if there's anybody that hasn't been feeling well and not doing too good around you, there's going to be an increase also in health and a recovery or improvements in health.
Okay.
Any health issues, if there's some concerns, I am getting improvement in health issues. And I'm also, boy, I'm going to an overall improvement now. I am going to finances and career and work, too, now. If
I'm
you're
not working at the moment, but I'm looking to go to school September 25th.
Okay.
For about 4 or 5 months only.
Okay. That's going to go well for you.
And I was thinking if I could possibly squeeze it in, maybe if I can get a temporary job full time, like maybe for like a few months prior to school, before the end of September, that would be great. But
okay.
I'm in the process of getting a whole bunch of dental work done.
Okay. Well, feeling that not only with the school, but there's going to be a new source of income. So there's going to be something on the side or part-time at least anyway.
Or maybe before school, perhaps?
I'm feeling it being soon. When were you going to school?
I'm going to school September 25th, but I'm in the process of getting a whole bunch of dental work done, and that's going to be tying my days up.
Hmm. Okay.
And I'm really going to, and I really want to do first things first, you know. I didn't want to cram so much in.
Okay. Do you have intentions, the schooling, will that be connected to opening a business? Because
Or
doing something with it anyway to increase your income.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be for skincare, to work in like a spa atmosphere, hopefully doing like facials and body treatments.
Oh, good. Because that's what you're going to be doing. I'm feeling like you're...
I got to do something I like, and I've just been floundering for years, and I'm 41. I don't want to go back to college now.
Yeah. Well, you're on the right track, and you're going to do well with that. You have talent for that. You're a people person, and you're going to enjoy it and do well with it. It's definitely going to be your source of income, and it's going to be... I'm feeling like you're going to progress in it, stay with it.
I guess my biggest fear with the school part is the fact that when I get out, I was thinking... Because I was touching base with some people in the industry, and they were saying... one woman told me it took her about 2 or 3 months to get work, and somebody else... they're telling me a few different stories that somebody else is telling me they only got part-time work, and
right.
I really want full-time work, and
I
really would like to have to get a job right away when I get out, but I don't want to be sitting home for months.
Right. I believe you're going to start probably right away.
Okay.
I'm not feeling any problems with you working in this field after you're ready. At all, it's going to be right away almost, and the schooling is going to go well too. I'm hearing the education part of what's going on here. I'm getting I guess it's going to be an exam, state maybe certification,
yeah.
Whatever. You're gonna fly right through that. You're gonna
good.
Do well with all the testing and the educational part of it.
Yeah, because when you get older, it's a little harder, and I know there's some anatomy in that, and I never was good at that kind of thing at all.
And
I heard it was kind of a tough program, so I didn't want to have to go to school an entire day to 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then run to another job immediately and work, and then have no time to study.
Like I'm doing.
Yeah, I am having help from my mother, so she's living here at the moment.
Yeah.
But my biggest concern at the moment, Michael, is my love life, because I've been...
Oh, don't say no more. That's where I was headed.
Yeah, for 3 years I've been with this person. I love him dearly, and I was supposed to get engaged over the winter, and he took me to meet his mom, and we picked out rings, and I picked out my ring, and then I have to say, at this point, I really don't know, but he chickened out, and now he's not speaking to me. He's angry with me over something that happened when I got back from Texas with my mom. I was only gone for 4 days, and he, was all upset with me, and then he told me about me talking to some guy on the Internet because he got mad because a guy contacted him, and I didn't know. And then it was just a bunch of, then he's blaming me and says it's my fault, and he won't even speak. It's, 3 weeks later now, and he still will not talk to me. So I got so annoyed by him hanging up on me last night, and I put off my message, good, you got what you wanted. I'm moving on. I said, I'm going to start dating. Have a nice Memorial Day weekend, because I will. I'm so mad. I don't want that. I just want to make... So all of a sudden, he wasn't showing up on... He was invisible for one whole week on Yahoo. All of a sudden, tonight I put the message up there, he's showing up.
Blame it on the Internet chat. Stay out of chat. I'm only kidding you.
But he does it, and then he says, well, I'm a hypocrite, because I yell at him about doing it, and then I do it,
I hear you.
So now he's upset, and he's like, I'm sick of arguing about Yahoo already.
Well, listen, it's going to blow over, I'm feeling. First of all, you're going to do well with your education and the field that you're going into. You're going to do well.
Okay.
So focus on that.
Yeah.
And you do have talent, and there is some, you're going to be...
Ultimately, my long... I mean, I do have a long-range goal, but this is... My short-term goal is just to get this schooling underway so I can make just a normal living and doing something I like to do or enjoy.
Yeah.
But my ultimate goal is to actually write, to be a writer, to actually write novels and books.
Oh, you're ruining my reading. I was just going to tell you that. Oh, my God.
You're real perceptive. You're picking up everything else.
That's why I don't let nobody say anything. Most psychics let you ask a question, and I'm not crazy about that, because I can build a reading around that one question. And I like to just jump into it and give you what I'm feeling and hearing, and 98% of the time it answers your questions. But you do have a lot of art talent, and I consider a writer.
Yep.
And anybody doing hair, anybody doing readings, if you're entertaining and this type of a field, I see that as art. And you do have a lot of talent. You do have a lot of artistic talent.
It's been suppressed because I don't have the fund. I mean, art's expensive. I also do some drawing and stuff, but that's not, I'm not really big. I mean, I'm not really good, that great on it. I would have to practice a lot, but.
Yeah. You're very hyper.
I think
do you meditate?
No, I tried it, and I can't do it.
Okay. I get that from everybody. Everybody
it's
can
hard.
Meditate.
It's very hard. It's very challenging, and it's very regimented, and it's just everything I'm not.
I have fun with it. I mean, just start with 5 minutes a day focusing on your breath.
I'm going to be starting to exercise, so maybe that'll expel some of the energy, and I also want to get into yoga.
Yeah, and it would help you with your writing. It would help you with your career choice, because you have a lot of talent, and you're right. It is suppressed. It's kind of like balling up around you, and it's not flowing.
I don't have the money to go to school, even to take art programs like in a high school or whatever,
no.
At night. I don't have the money for that kind of thing to shell out. And art material and canvases and materials and paints are expensive.
Yeah, it gets expensive. Maybe there's grants or loans or...
Eventually, I guess if I write books, I can have the money or spare time maybe eventually to even do that and then just to have some time for myself. But that's down the road. That's like a hobby anyway, art.
Yeah. And then you got to get it published. And you got to, but for now, you need to focus just a little bit on yourself and within yourself, and let your abilities and talent flow through you a little bit.
Now, Michael, is he going to come back to me though? Is he going to come back to me?
I'm feeling now. I've been wrong before, but I am feeling it blowing over and him coming back and things working out between you.
Okay, when will that be?
Well, I usually do a 30-day reading between now and 30 days, so by the end of June. But I think in your case, probably, I'd say maybe within 2 weeks, things will be a little bit better for you.
He'll contact me maybe within 2 weeks?
Yeah. I did one the other day, and I said 2 weeks, and it was the next day.
Oh, wow.
So,
it could be 2 days.
I'm feeling good about it. I feel it's going to blow over. And probably be better than what it was.
Now, what's his problem? Is this about something else I don't know about? Or is this really about the fact that he claims I demanded to see him and I'm being pushy and controlling and all this other stuff and hypocritical? But is it about that, or is it about his own personal issues? Because financially, he's not trying hard enough to get work, and I have not even cared because I'm not a money. I look at everybody takes care of their own thing like that. I'm not the type to be like, get a job. But he was getting on my nerves about it because, he said something to me about it, and I said, you better get a job,
Right.
And it just, I won't say something unless he gets on me about it, but I'm like, I don't know what this is about. Like, is it really about the guy on the internet? Is it,
No. Be about yourself. Just, right now you got a lot going on. You're going to go into school.
Actually, I'm in a good place other than him. I'm in a good place. Like, I mean, I just bought a real good bike, a bicycle that I wanted, to ride. And I just, I'm getting my teeth fixed. And, I just little things are making me happy. I bought a pocketbook and a wallet today.
You got a lot going on.
So and school is not till September, so I don't have to worry about them. I'm trying not to put that carriage before the horse, But I want to still get married to him. And I'm thinking, is he going to engage me? Why take me to meet his mom? For the heck of it, I was so mad about that. He told me February on Valentine's Day, took me out to an expensive restaurant, bought me flowers, and then told me soon, we'll get engaged soon. And then soon never came. Now he says, I've told you I don't want to get married now, he says to me. And then he breaks up with me and says, we're not a couple when I get back from Texas. And that was 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And then he's mad about the guy on the internet. So I'm like, what the heck's wrong with it?
It's
freaking out.
I'm feeling a temper tantrum type of...
Yep.
With this, and I do feel it blowing over, but I do feel that you really need to. You're very hyper. Your energy is spiking.
I've always been like that.
And it's a little intimidating. So you might even wear him down a little bit, or the people around you, and not even realizing it or meaning it. It just happens that way because of your energy.
Yeah, you're right. I always want to get things done and do things fast.
Yep.
And
it's just that it's spiking. Your energy it's balling up and it's going in the wrong direction. You need to let it flow. And two ways of doing that is through prayer and meditation and deep breathing.
Do you think yoga could help me?
Yoga would be perfect for you.
Because I like exercise with it.
Yep. And you need to go within a little bit and do some reflecting and some deep thinking, and that's another thing that could help calm down the energy. Now, I feel a little travel again for you. I don't know if you're planning on traveling again.
I have no money. I've traveled so much in the past 2 years. You don't know. My dad died 2 years ago, and then I traveled, or 2.5 years. I traveled there. I traveled to New Jersey, then to here. And I've been going all over. I just came back from Texas.
All right. That might be what I'm picking up on, all the traveling
but
you did do.
But I ask you, he asked, before this whole thing happened with us, going back like maybe 4 weeks ago, he had brought up twice about going on a canoe trip with him for the weekend.
And then
he dropped it, and I hate that. It's almost like he tantalizes me about the ring and about the canoe trip, and then nothing happened.
Well, I'm feeling possibly a journey between now and the end of June, so you might even wind up going with him. If he comes back and he gets better, you might wind up going away. It would do you some good, too.
Really?
But listen, you are laying the foundation for financial security. You're on the right track. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Go to the school.
What do you see about me writing the books?
Eventually. Not right away. You got a lot you got to clear away here. You're going to have to go through your... You do have the ability and the talent, and you're very autistic, and that would be your writing, so there is something there.
And I would like to pick up some art classes to help me so I can maybe incorporate it into the... my writing.
And you do have the ability and the talent, and you would also do well with it, so do capitalize on
just one thing at a time, though, right?
Yes, you got to get through this issue with your training and what's going on in your personal life. Cycles run like that, and you'll clear through one cycle, and another one will start, and you're able to work with it.
I'm scared. Well, I want to know just about two more questions. I just want to know when the engagement will take place. I hope, because there's no sense of us picking up where we left off when he comes back, if he's going to just keep on taking off on me, or breaking up with me like an idiot. I want to know that his feet are going to be solid, or that he's really going to go through with the engagement, not just I want to know about that, and I want to know about.
Well, I got a lot of calls, and I'm just going to give you what I'm getting right here.
And I wanted to have a baby, and I'm 41, and I'm worried about it, because I'm serious. I'm getting, panicky, almost hanging on the bed.
You want it all.
Yeah.
Fame and fortune.
Just one kid.
But listen, it's going to blow over. I believe he's going to come back into the scene. That's going to get better. You're going to go to school. You're going to do well there. You got a possible journey coming up, probably with him within 30 days. And you are on the right track.
How about the engagement ring, though?
Okay, you are on the right track. You're headed for financial security. Now, is anybody moving that you can think of?
We're
talking about it.
He talked about it twice to me moving out of state, but he can't even get work here, and he can't support himself here, so I was kind of not listening. I was hoping he won't move.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm just picking up on some thoughts and talk of moving.
You don't think he'll do it, right?
No, I don't think it's him. Unless it's just the talk and you're thinking of it.
Do you see I will get engaged? Because I feel like I'm, between that and having the kid, I feel like it's a little stressful on me thinking about that. And it's interfering with my plans for financial.
You got to get him back first.
Yeah.
This is what you got to deal with. You got to get him back first. And I do feel him coming back into the scene. Now, once he comes back into the scene, you got to calm down a little bit. You got to stabilize your energy and your thoughts. And you're very hyper.
But do you think I have a right to say to him, well, I think we should really take it to the next level? Because it was promised in February, and that's really not fair.
Yeah. No, let it unfold naturally. Let him come back first.
Okay.
Because you got some sorting out to do between the two of you. And if he recommends going away for a day or a weekend, go for it. I believe it would help you. And I believe that there's going to be an event or a gathering that you and him may get invited to, and you should go to that too. Because I feel like the celebrating alone and the social circle and the friends are going to be helpful, too.
You think he's just going to do this on his own when he's... I guess I'm afraid that he's not going to do it, or he's going to just, like, keep dragging his feet and, like, never be ready kind of thing.
I would reach out to him and then leave the ball in his lap type of thing. You know what I mean? I wouldn't shun him. But
reach out, meaning?
I wouldn't be afraid to contact him again just to feel him out and feel which way it's going. Okay?
You said he'll contact me, though, right, first?
A good chance of it. I do feel him coming back in. But you got to focus on goodness and him doing this. Okay?
Yeah, because he did hang up on me yesterday, and I didn't want to have to go back that route, you know?
Yeah. Well, give it a few days and see if he contacts you, because I feel like he will.
And do you think if I say one thing when he does come back, and I know that we're back together, do you think if I say one thing like, you know, I'm really, you know, expecting an engagement, because it's the reason we're having the relationship is to get to that point, and it has been brought up a few times already, and it's not ever getting to that, you know.
Yeah.
Should I just say what I have to say and then just drop it kind of thing?
I would let him come back first.
Oh, no, I meant like after.
Yeah, let him come back first, and then don't put no pressure on him. Let it unfold naturally.
You mean let him just bring it up himself?
Yeah, kind of like let things unfold. First get him back and make things stabilize, and then talk about the future. Don't hit him with it right away, okay?
So you think that'll help?
I believe so. I believe it's going to blow over, and he's going to come back, and you're going
to
do fine.
Okay, so I have the possibility of marrying him then?
Just let it unfold naturally and don't put no pressure on them. I got some numbers I want to give you.
Sure.
And then I'll let you go. I got a number 4, 17, and 8.
What does that mean?
Okay. Put a dollar on them, write them on the calendar. It might be connected to some of the information that I was giving you tonight. Okay, Leah?
I sure will, and I look forward to seeing you in Pal Talk.
You'll see a lot of me.
Good.
Okay,
good.
And I'm here 3 nights a week, so tell your friends about us.
I sure will.
And good luck.
Thank you so much, Michael.
You have a good night. Take care of
yourself.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. I know I got more callers, and I'll just go right to the next call. If you got one, Doug, let me have it. If not, I'll let the number out one more time. It's 1-877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. Canada may not be working. Try it. It may be. It may not be. But that is in the U.S. toll free. Direct is 530-876-3222. And I am here 3 nights a week: Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're enjoying the show, send us some feedback to contact@bloginservice.com. That's the email for BBS. And if you would like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Okay, any callers online, I'll take them. Okay, everybody, you heard me mention my...
Can you hear me, Michael?
I hear you, Doug.
Yeah, you actually did have a caller, and I said, because you said I'll take a call immediately. I said, well, you're on right. I want you to announce yourself. You're on now, and she never announced herself, so I'll try this again.
Okay. And you all heard the Yahoo group being mentioned. There is a Yahoo group, and it's an easy way of getting a hold of me. It's a great group of people, and I do weekly shows for them in a chat room live on voice, and it's announced through the email. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
Paula.
Paula?
Yes.
Good. Paula, where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yes.
Wow, that's another first, I think. That's good. I like hearing different states calling in. That's good. You a regular listener, Paula?
Actually, I just joined recently. I found you out on Yahoo Groups, and...
Paula, I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry.
Are you on a cordless or a cell phone?
so I decided I would come listen to your show.
Okay. You're on a regular phone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. You're a regular caller, and you just got through, or what were you saying? I missed some of it.
Right, yeah, I just got through. I was couldn't sleep tonight and got up and decided it was just in time for your show.
Good. Good. I'm glad you got through, Paula. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
More the merrier. Paula, with you, I feel, boy, there's a overall feeling that I want to focus on balance and moderation, I'm hearing, for some reason. I feel like I may overdo work or play a little bit, so you want to be careful that you, between now and the end of June, that you don't find yourself overdoing anything. There may be a little bit of a heads up there for you. I don't know if it's something special you're doing in the work world, or it could be recreation or play. Be careful not to overdo anything between now and the end of June, because I believe it would take its toll on you. A little bit of a warning.
Okay.
I am getting, I feel like the cycle that's coming into you is bringing peace to you, peace and harmony. I feel like it's needed in a few different areas, so you can count on that too. Calmer and coping better, I feel. I just feel like I might have been through a little rough period, and that's going to improve and get better also. But I'm feeling harmony with it and balance, like there's a need for balance also. I'm hearing spirituality will mean a lot to you too. I don't know if you're very spiritual or very religious, but I feel like it could bring a lot of comfort to you between now and the end of June. So you may want to touch on meditation and prayer also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm hearing you're gonna, I don't know what this means. I keep hearing the teller, you're going to make good use with the things that you already have on hand. Almost like I think I need something else or something different or something more. And I already have what I need to accomplish what it is I want to do. And it will be revealed to you, and you're going to understand what this means. That everything you need is right there in front of you. At this time, it may feel like it's not, but it will be. It'll be obvious to you between now and the end of June. Now, I am being pulled to relationships with you, being important and being an issue. There is, I almost want to say, partnerships also. I don't know if you're in a partnership or... Let me see here. Hang on for a second.
Okay.
Partnerships and business. Are you a businesswoman, or are you doing anything with a business or a partner? Or
I make jewelry, and I have been getting that business off the ground. However, we will be moving,
okay.
And so I'm looking after we move to hopefully get that going again.
Okay. Now, do you have a partner with it, or you should be...
I don't. Just myself.
Just yourself. Okay. Because I'm hearing business and businesswoman, and I'm also hearing that there may be a partnership. So wherever it is you move to, or wherever you set back up again,
mm-hmm.
I feel like between now and the end of June, there may be an opportunity or an offer to do something with somebody else in business. So you be alert to this. It may have a significance for you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be somebody that you can combine forces with and talent, or even like share with two businesses that complement each other, and you're teaming up together.
Sure.
So be alert to that as you move or you start back up again. And you may even encounter this, an offer or an opportunity to have a partner or be in what would look like a partner relationship, like sharing the same storefront or actually working for somebody doing what you do, but somebody else owns the business, this type of a thing. So be alert to this and explore all your options and offers. Now, I'm being pulled to relationship, too. Are you in a relationship now, Paula?
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm married for 13 years.
How long?
13.
13, okay.
Just on Monday.
Good. Oh, that's why they're showing me. It's your anniversary.
Yep.
Good. Happy anniversary. Now I know why
Thank
they
you.
Were showing me the significance of your relationship. It's doing well, and it's going to get better, if that's possible. Your marriage, your relationship, it's very special, and it's going to get better. I don't see any problems there. Actually, I keep hearing it getting better. So that's a good thing, especially for your anniversary.
Right.
You know, I even feel like between now and the end of June, if you do find yourself in a dispute or an argument with somebody that's close to you, I feel like that's going to blow over also, and the people will come back together. So if you got some issues going on with a friend or a neighbor or a relative, and if there was an argument or a dispute, or if one does occur, you will find this blowing over and getting better. I don't think it's going to be... I just feel like it might be an issue at first, and then it blows over and it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find something like that happening, just know that it's not going to be permanent or affect you any one way. It might appear at first like it's maybe the worst thing in the world, but it's going to blow over and get better,
mm-hmm.
and the people will become friends again. So if you do run into a dispute or an argument, just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Is somebody around you getting engaged or married also, or is this your anniversary? Are you doing something real special for your anniversary?
Well, we're not, but right now we're separated. He's in Wisconsin working, and I'm here waiting for our house to sell. But we have 3 children, and this coming October we're hoping to take a little trip.
Okay.
And my sister is going to take care of the kids, so...
Oh, okay. That's good. And it's going to be like a pleasure trip.
Right.
Good. Okay. Because I was hearing something special with your relationship and plans connected to your relationship, and that would be a special little trip.
Sure.
I think there's something else even special being planned here. He might even have a surprise for you. I keep feeling like there's going to be a romantic surprise, and I believe it's on his end. I don't know if he's... Maybe it's some kind of a special gift that he knows you want, but I'm feeling something special with your relationship happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's pretty... I wouldn't put it past him. He's always surprising me with something, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have a very nice surprise coming connected to your relationship, and it's... And it really touches you, and it really increases your feelings towards each other. It makes a big difference, and it makes you very happy. So I do believe you got a very special surprise coming for your anniversary also.
Great. Do you get anything on the sale of our home?
Okay, did you just recently talk with somebody about moving it, or somebody handling it for you, or
we just switched realtors?
Okay, good. That's what I'm feeling. The switch was a good switch. You did the right thing. I feel like you just laid the cornerstone for the sale to go through in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So switching realtors, I'm hearing that there was a switch handling the business end of your affairs, and it was connected to property and real estate, and the switch is going to be successful. I want to say something coming through or activity on it by the end of June, towards the end of June. So that's not too far off anyway. It's, what, 5 weeks?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would stay alert because I feel like the switch was a good one, and it's going to start causing activity in the sale of the home. And these people are handling it, they're handling it well, and you're going to be pleased with it. And I would look for activity with it more towards the end of June, the last 2 weeks in June, the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's going to be some activity on the house selling, so that's a good thing.
Right.
And
how about anything of our new location?
No, not right off the bat here. They're giving me what you're dealing with now, and possibly by the end of June. And but they are showing me signs of real estate moving, so that's a good thing for now.
Right.
I don't want to worry so much though. I don't know if you're a worrier or you're or you're an over. I want to be careful. Be careful not to burn yourself out worrying too much about things. I feel like that may be a concern with you.
Yeah.
There's a danger that you can overdo or worry too much or become your nerves. I feel like my nerves or my emotions will be on edge, and I feel like it may be connected to the move in the house and your business. So kind of like do the best you can to stay moderated and balanced. I believe it's going to be very important for you.
Yeah.
Between now and the end of June. There is a hint of they're showing me water, large body of water, so this may be where you're headed. I don't know if you wanted to live by the water or on the water, but I am feeling some water. And what's funny about it is there's like mountains around it. I don't know if this would be a lake or a beach, or I don't know if you were targeting an area where there would be something like this, but I feel like I'm being pulled to this, so you may find yourself moving where there's water and mountains at the same time, a lake or a river, or I don't know if this makes sense to you, but just write it down. It may you might surprise yourself someday when it happens. And I feel like by the end of June, you're going to be pretty well set up in your mind how the house is going to go, and your relationship is just you're blessed with your relationship. You really are. There's a blessing there, and the separation of the two of you is because of work also takes its toll. And you're also dealing with that. So you got a lot going on, really.
Right.
And you want an overall feeling to tell you to take one day at a time and let things unfold naturally and to enjoy life as much as possible, because everything you're planning is unfolding, and you're going to see some real signs of it as you go into the end of June. Okay?
Okay.
And I got some numbers. I got it's a 14... and 2 and 3 for you. Might have some significance for you. We'll throw a dollar on it.
Okay, sounds
okay.
Great.
Okay. And for some reason, you said you're into jewelry, but for some reason, I'm feeling plants and flowers now. Don't know what this means, but it may be connected to the partnership or the offers or opportunity of a partnership. I don't know if it's a florist that does jewelry or something that can be just be alert for anything with floral arrangements and florists and flowers and this type of a thing being combined with business in you. I don't know what the connection is, but just keep it in mind.
Okay.
So there may be a connection there as far as a partnership goes. Alrighty?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, Paula. Good luck with everything, and have a good night. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Tell your friends about us. Alrighty. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, Doug, if there's a call, I'll take it. If not, I'll keep on yakking. Okay, the number to call in is in the U.S. and Canada, 1.
This is Deanna from Tennessee.
Hi.
Hey.
What's your first name?
Deanna.
Say that one more time.
Deanna from Tennessee.
Okay, I can just barely catch your name. I'm here in Tennessee, but welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. Are you a regular listener, or are you?
I just call in every once in a while.
Just calling in once in a while?
Yes.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, Okay, with you, boy, right off the bat, I feel like I'm moving with you. Are you planning on moving or need to move?
We're wanting to move pretty soon.
What's that?
Do you see us moving?
Yeah, do you need, Deanna, your name is?
Yeah.
Okay, are you planning on moving or you need to?
Yeah, we're trying to sell right now.
Okay, good. Are you, is it going to be out of state or?
No, we're just moving to a different part of the county.
Okay, to a different part of the county. Okay, I'm being told you're going to move. And it's going to, lead to an expansion. I don't know if you're doing it for income or family, but my social circle and my income is expanding because of the move. Now, it's going to be a good move. It's going to be successful. And I feel as though I almost want to say it's because of finances and work. Are you moving in search of work?
Yeah, work or financial and family matters.
Yeah, because I'm hearing both. Family, social circle, and finances. And it's going to improve all three. You're on the right track and you're doing the right thing. So by all means, go ahead and follow through on that. I feel like are there offers coming in? Because I feel like you may be hearing something by the end of June with this now.
We've had some, but we hadn't had any just lately.
Okay. One may come through or come back to you, or there may be another one that's very interested, because I feel it being active as far as the sale and the move. And I'm very happy about it. I'm proud. Other people are very happy and proud of it, too. I'm getting a circle of, like a lot of people are hoping for this, and we'll be happy when it goes through.
Alright.
Okay.
Do you see anything about a court case with our neighbors?
I'm hearing reward. Is there a settlement involved or a reward?
No.
Okay. I'm hearing rewards coming to you too. Hang on. Let me just get out what I'm getting. Maybe it'll answer your. You know, I'm hearing like good fortune is shining on you, and I'm feeling that I'm feeling like this court case goes in your favor. I don't know if that helps you or not.
Yeah, sounds like a good thing.
Okay, I do feel that, and everybody involved with that is also relieved and happy. It's almost like a. You know, it's almost like a lucky break, or it's almost like you're expecting to go not that well, and then it turns around and winds up going well. This type of a feeling with this. So during this, hang on to your seat and don't get upset until it's completely over. Because what I'm feeling is it's like everybody's expecting it to go one way that might not be all that great, and then all of a sudden it's almost like a lucky break or something happens and it winds up going in your favor. So that's a good thing. No matter what it is, it's a good thing for you. You know, it's almost like an insight is given, like more information comes through, or something else comes through for the case, and it makes a difference in the direction that everything is headed in. Almost like a last-minute type lucky break type feeling with this. Last-minute information comes in and changes things for the better. And I am hearing Tell her she's moving. I'm hearing that in my head. And there's a change in circumstances with this, and they're pulling me to family and money. Is there a new baby coming? I'm getting a new baby.
They're my baby, but I don't know about that.
Okay, is it in the family? Maybe it's a neighbor, friend. I just feel like you're going to be exposed to a new baby somehow or hear about one coming.
There's a close relative wanting a baby.
Oh, okay, so you have a close relative that's pregnant?
No, she's not pregnant. She's just wanting to have a baby.
Okay, I got a feeling she may get lucky. I'm feeling a new baby coming, and you're going to hear about it or be interacting with it. So.
All right.
I am being shown a baby coming, so, and seeing that you're mentioning her, I'm feeling it would be this person that is hoping and praying for one. Keep your fingers crossed, and I'm feeling that that also is going to go well. I have a female friend that's also going to be very helpful. Is there an attorney involved in this case?
We hadn't got an attorney. We got the state going to represent us.
Okay, I feel as though... have you met the person that's representing you?
Yes.
Is it a female?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Is it a female?
Yes.
You're in good hands.
She's
going to take care of you. I'm getting what appears to be or equal to a female representative or an attorney, and she's very good at what she does. And she's sympathetic, and she's going above and beyond for you, and you're in good hands. She's going to do well. I do feel that she will take care of you. She's very good at what she does, I'm hearing.
Okay.
And she's very confident, and she's going to things will go. I'm hearing things will go in your favor through this lady. So, when is the hearing or the problem that you're dealing with?
It's supposed to be in June 5th is when they go, but I don't know when the court date will be for us.
Okay, hang on for 1 second. I'm sorry, excuse me. And that's what I'm hearing, too. It's in June, middle of June. She's going to take care of you. You're in good hands, and she'll be helping you a lot. And I feel like that's got to be cleared out of the way, too, before you can actually sell and move also. So you got a few things to take care of. And settling this is going to be one of them. And I feel like by the end of June, I feel like it'll be over with and free and clear. And I feel like it'll be in your favor. So, and I'll leave you with that, Deanna.
All right. Thank you, Dylan.
Okay. I got some numbers. I'll give you a 21, 13, and 4. Okay. And good luck with everything, and thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Okay, everybody, if you would like to call in for a reading, the number in the U.S. and Canada is 1-877-876-5227. And you can try direct international, and direct is 530-876-3222. And if you would like to get me hold of me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. If you need any more information on me or you would like to know more about me, I'll respond. Just send me an email. And feedback to bbsradio.com, the best internet radio station on the planet. Send them some comments on me, on them, on any of their shows. Send it to contact@bloginservice.com. Okay, if there's another call, I'll go to it, Doug.
John?
Yeah? Hello?
Hi, my name's John.
John?
Yeah?
Good, John. Where are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I think that's first, too. A lot of first-time states here. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You a regular listener, John?
I'm not a regular listener, but I belong to your group on Yahoo, and I do go
good.
In the clubs for a few
good.
Times,
so,
but it's been a long time.
Yeah, so you know me for a while, or heard me read before, anyway.
Yeah, I've probably heard you at least a year or two ago, and since then, every once in a while.
Oh, okay. That's good. I like to... do repeat readings. I like it when people are used to me reading anyway, because I am a little different than most psychics, and it can be just explaining a little bit about me and what I do, and it helps when the people are used to what I do anyway. All right, John. I'm getting a lot of retro energy here, though, almost like... Are you looking for work or changing jobs or doing something new? Or?
Well, I just started a new job in April.
Oh, good. Okay. Because that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing it's new and it's connected to business. And, okay, that would explain the retro. I feel like it's going to go well for you. I feel like you're going to be busy, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're going to... You know, I feel like I'm working hard. I feel like it's... I almost feel like I'm overworked, or sometimes it's so busy that my head is spinning in a way, and I want to be a little cautious of that. I don't want to... I don't want to continuously feel like this either. Don't let it throw you. Boy.
Well, see, I started a new job in April, and the one I left I liked a lot, but it was a lot of work, always busy, and this one's more of a relaxed job.
A little more relaxed?
Yeah, laid back. And but ever since then, I kind of like... You know, I like my old job. I like the people, so I've been going back and forth within myself. Like,
right.
Should I have left?
Right.
Because it was a great. You know, I had a good time there. My boss liked me a lot. So,
you still have it in you, that high pace, that high action type feeling. You like being busy.
Yeah.
With the old job, you kind of thrived on it in a way.
But I mean, you know, this was a better move.
Yeah, it was a better move.
Still, in the back of my head, I kind of debated all
this,
you know, since a month ago.
Yes. Kind of shake that off, because I feel like you're going to do okay where you are, and it's going to start getting the way you like it to be. And it's not going to, I feel like it's going to increase, too, the activity and the work. So I don't think it's going to be a continuous problem being too laid back. I believe it's going to pick up for you. Now, I am feeling, like I said, my head was spinning, and I believe it's your connection to what you just left and your thoughts on it and your feelings on it. And it's kind of like confusing me a little bit. And you're validating that. You kind of think maybe you did the wrong thing or you'd like to go back. But concentrate on the future with this and give this new job a chance. Because I feel like it's going to pick up. It's going to start giving you the things that you need. And I feel like you did do a good job, the right thing. Now, I'm also getting some kind of a project getting off the ground. Are you working on anything on the side or trying to start something on your own? Because I feel like I'm putting a lot of energy and work into something, hoping that it takes off and goes the way I want it to go. And I feel...
Actually, I took some real estate courses. I'm preparing for the test. And started a little real estate business.
Okay, so you have a test coming up?
I haven't called in yet to set it up, but I will be soon. I'm just studying.
Oh, okay. Good. And I feel like that's what I'm picking up on. Go ahead and do that, because I feel like you're going to do well with that, too.
Oh, now, my current job. Do you see me advancing? Because that's kind of mainly why I took it was the opportunity for advancement. And,
to do
know,
what?
I took a step lower to get into the company, which is a great company. We make medicine for rare diseases.
Okay. Oh, I should have said it first. Because I was getting a connection to what I would consider a connection to medicine. Now, you're going to be working on... what did you say you were getting into?
Real estate.
Real estate. And you're going to be... And you're taking a test to do... To get into real estate?
Yeah, to open up... just kind of do like my own brokerage firm.
Oh, okay. Okay. Follow through on that. Follow through on that. You're going to do well with that. And it'll be taking you in a good direction, a direction that's good for you. Because I'm getting will you be moving too, or?
I'm actually looking for a house, yes.
Okay, because I do feel you moving also, and I do feel that you're manifesting a project or the next stage of your journey, and it's where you belong, and it's going to go well for you. So do whatever you got to do to continue with that.
Okay.
Now, and endurance is all you're going to need. I'm getting a project and an endeavor in my heart, and I want to get it up and moving, and that would be your what you were just discussing there. And I'm also hearing it's successful for you. So by all means, follow through on everything it is that you're talking about. And I'm hearing the outcome being good for you and working well. Now, and then there is a move involved. So you're probably going to wind up selling and moving. And there'll probably be some activity with that, too, between now and the end of June. I don't know how soon you wanted this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's something with a vehicle, too. I don't know if you got to get a car or you're having car problems or you're buying or selling, but I feel like I'm doing something with a vehicle now. I don't know quite sure what this is, but there's going to be issues with a car.
Well, I hope not. I just bought a car.
Between now and the end of June. Are you selling or getting a new one, or...?
No, I just bought one, actually.
Oh, you just bought one. Okay. Okay, that's what they're giving me. And how long ago was that?
November. Yeah.
Okay. Are you planning... you may be traveling, too, now, between now and the end of June also. I don't know if you got plans to go somewhere or a little bit of a... a little bit
of the Cape. This weekend I'm going down the Cape.
Oh, okay. Good. So you'll be by the water? Cause,
yes.
Okay, because they're showing me to travel by the water. Okay, that's going to be very good for you.
Okay.
You're going to enjoy that, so make sure you go for that. Are you going to go on a boat? Because with the water, I don't know if they're showing, they're emphasizing the water with the boats, or you're actually going to do something with a boat.
Yeah, actually, to get to Martha's Vineyard is by boat or by plane.
Oh, okay.
Island.
Good. Okay, because I'm feeling like I'm going to be on a boat, too. Not only by the water, but also on it, so. And it's connected to this journey. So that's going to work well also for you. And just for the heck of it, check everything with the car. You're gonna drive there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe I don't know. Check the oil. Check the tires. But just for the heck of it, check over the car real good. And I'm not feeling anything real bad. Just some issues with the vehicle. And it's either that you just bought the new one, or maybe you need to double check something before you go, because it's connected to this journey too. That you're going to be going on soon, but I'm feeling real good about the journey, and that you need it. You really do need it. It does something for you when you get away like that. And
on this new job that I just took, do you feel like I'll be growing and doing real well, like advancing?
You just took it off my tongue. I was just about to tell you that the job that you're in now, I'm feeling advancement and promotions with this.
Okay.
So I feel like it's going to expand and do real good for you. But with it's going to come more work and responsibility, which connects to me feeling that this new job is going to get probably just as busy as the other job was somewhere down the road. And I believe it's connected with a step up and a promotion.
Okay.
So stick with it, because I really do feel that... you're going to do well with it. I keep hearing promotion and step up connected to this new job. But an increase in work and responsibility. So you're going to get the best of both worlds. You like to be busy, and you're going to get that, and plus you're going to be able to expand. So, and you're on the right track and going in the right direction. Enjoy your trip. And let me give you some numbers. I have a 10... a 7 and 11 for you. Put a dollar on it. Give it to a numerologist. Write it on a calendar.
Also, I'm single. Do you see anything on that front?
On what?
I'm a single male. I'm wondering if anything about comes about.
Not before the end of June. I feel like everything around you right now is career, finances, and some endeavors that you want to get going. Some projects that you're working on, such as real estate or school or selling or moving. I think you're more wrapped up with these things than you are. I'm not saying there's not going to be some companions or some fun, but I'm not seeing a soulmate coming to you between now and the end of June, that's for sure.
Okay.
Now, I'm hearing a nurse, somebody that's connected to the medical arts. So if you do bump into a female that's a nurse or working in a clinic or connected to medicine, kind of stay alert to her and stay connected with her.
Okay.
Because I'm just feeling like a female in the medical arts will be coming into your life. So be alert to that. Somebody that's working for the medical field, the female.
Okay.
I believe that if and when she does come, she'll be coming from that type of surrounding. And she may be... A different race, not so much. It's not too much of a different race, but there's something with her skin or her nationality too, may be different than yours. So keep that in mind too as you're going through your daily, everyday life and looking for Mrs. Wright, there could be a connection to this different nationality, different race, and maybe connected to the medical arts. These are two places where I would look anyway and keep an eye open for. Okay, buddy?
All right, thank you.
All right, and take care and good luck with everything. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, you have a good night. Take care. Okay, everybody, looks like we're out of time, so I'll say good night to everyone. I love doing what I'm doing. I love being here. I'll be here Sunday night. It will be my next night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time, this coming Sunday. Have a good night, everybody, and God bless. Take care.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.